Author's Playhouse.
Listen, boss. Say something nice to Vogel. He's heartbroken because he didn't get that shot.
Do you think it'll be all right, Mr. Court? You see, I never spent $18 for a hat before.
Five guys coming over here. Oh, what a dope I am. One of them's Crower, the perennial candidate for Rat of Rats.
They paid a big price for that story, those newspaper men and women. And because it was in the line of duty, the expense tab was a big one, too. Author's Playhouse presents a tale of what goes on behind the headline. Paul Gallico's gripping short story, Expense Account.
Come in, Dodd.
Yes, Mr. Court.
Well?
These expense accounts on the Columbia crash. Mr. Brown, Miss Jones, Osgood.
Well? All right, Dodd, what about them?
You okayed them.
Certainly I okayed them. Can't you read?
Yes, but you no doubt overlooked several items. It is not the policy of the company to purchase Scotch whiskey for its employees or $18 hats for the female members of the staff. I question the items I have ringed here.
Let me see. Share of boat hire offshore Atlantic City, $75. Cab North Atlantic City to Atlantic City, $380. One quart scotch. Perry's note here, and it was terrible, $650. And Jenny's account, flight over Columbia crack-up, March 6th. Just one item. One special hat, please, $18.
Now, Mr. Court, I do not recall that our coverage of the Columbia disaster was such a conspicuous success that it might warrant the payment of these items as a bonus. I also question whether we are responsible for this dental bill. Bridge work to the amount of, let's see here, $119 for photographer Osgood. Mr. Haley in the business department said to me last week, here's another bill for a new Liskow camera for the photographer Osgood. It's his third in the month. It's costing us more than he's worth. Mr. Haley feels that if a newspaper photographer has to, not sufficient tack and address to protect his equipment,
You are quite right, Mr. Dodd. As you say, our coverage of the Columbia disaster was not a conspicuous success.
End of the road by Beckett's Cove.
Here. Let me give you a hand with that gear, Vogel.
Nice place, ain't it, Perry?
Charming. You better wait, driver. This may be a washout.
Okay, dog.
I hear someone coming.
Well?
I'm Perry Brown of The Blade, the picture paper in New York. You can put up that gun, Captain.
Now, who is he?
That's Vogel, our photographer. The Columbia, the big Navy airship, blew up last night off Barnegat and fell into the ocean. I guess most of the crew are dead. You want to go offshore and try to find her?
What's it that they give?
Cameras. You are Captain Barrow, aren't you?
Sure. How much?
$55.
Oh, nothing doing. $150.
Hey, listen. Here comes a car. Oh, Captain, you won't need that gun.
Never you mind. I'm no telling who it is.
Hi, Perry. Weather cannon.
Not exactly calling hours. Hey, got any dough on you?
Yeah, about $95.
Okay, you're in. The captain wants a yard and a half to go offshore. I haven't got it, neither of you. Kick in $95 and we go.
Right. Yeah.
Who's he?
Ed Smallins of the Gazette Star. He's okay. Between us, we can make up the 150. Let's go.
He from a different paper than you, no?
Sure. What's the difference? It can't be helped. He's a good kid and smarter. He wouldn't be here. Anyway, he hasn't got a photographer, so that balances. Nobody gets to go out alone, so we go together. When can we go?
Right away, I guess.
Al, you go and pay the driver off, will you?
Sure, okay.
That is all of the clothes you fellas have? It's still a winter out there, you know, and much cold.
Well, we have our overcoats, although Vogel's is pretty thin.
I got a couple of sweaters and some oilless skins. They do not much good to keep you warm, but you're welcome to use them. Wait here, I'll put on some clothes.
All right, Jen. Got an orange?
Uh-huh. I got him in an all-night place on the way out. Good, too, Riley.
Hi, Jenny.
Hello, Corvus, old boy. It's early out here at 6 a.m., isn't it?
Right. How about the weather? Plenty of it. All bad. Hop in. Map.
Right. Here you are. X marks the location sent out by the government. That's where the tankers all go in.
They saved three. The rest, Mr. Court, things are dead.
There's a 35-mile wind. By this time, what's left of her may be down past Atlantic City and 40 miles out. And we'll drag the drift when we get there.
Stand clear!
You nitwit.
I've got it on.
Well, where would you expect to have it?
Home. I didn't mean to wear it. I had it on my pillow beside me. Oh, dear. Oh, when Cord phoned, I got all excited and grabbed up anything he said to hurry. Oh, I paid $18 for it. I never paid $18 for a hat before. I was bewitched.
It's a good-looking lid. So what?
So I spent all my money on it. I saw it in a window. It was $18. Oh, I thought I put on my old felt. This one isn't meant for airplane riding. Oh, dear, if anything should happen to it, I'd never forgive myself.
If something happens to it, sister, it will also happen to us.
Oh, Corvus. Corvus, be a lamb and put it somewhere where it'll be safe, huh? Isn't there a shelf somewhere?
Here, let me have it.
Oh, no, not on your camera there. Isn't there a place in back?
Look aloft. Closing in.
Oh, dear. Freddy, give me my hat.
Listen, sister, first...
Then give it to me.
Oh, here you are. Hey, Riley, we ought to turn back.
Oh, Mr. Court wouldn't like it.
Nuts.
Would you like an orange?
Hey, there, you hear me?
Hey, look, Captain Barrow. There's a body floating there. He's dressed in dark blue and there's some gold braid. Hey, Captain, get him. It's one of the officers. For heaven's sake, get him.
Ah, he's a dead. He's got our own skins to think about.
Al, grab a shot. Grab it. It's one of the crew.
I'm stuck, Perry. I'm frozen fast. Can you get at the camera? I'll tell you how to work it, Perry.
How far, Captain?
35 miles off the shore.
Will we make it?
We see. Burn your camera. The next picture you make, you will not be in this world.
Oh, I'm cold. I'm frozen and aching, Perry. How much longer?
Oh, it will, my motor stop. It will not be long. I have carried heavy load through worse than this, but you're too far off ashore, and the wheel is smashed.
Hey, look, Smallins is coming around. Okay, kid. You've been out. How long have you been back?
A couple of minutes. I've been passing the time thinking of places I'd rather be than here. There's a bar on 52nd Street that has big soft leather chairs. And... Say, what's with Vogel? Is my arm gone?
It's bent a little. Stay with him, kid. Is there a chance, Captain?
If you do not sink, thank heaven I put the real money into them motors. Bail, boys, bail! How does he look, Doc?
He lose his arm, but he's mighty lucky at that.
No, leave him alone. Don't do that to Al. Vogel, Al, are you okay? Leave his arm alone.
Which is Vogel?
Oh, well, that's Ed Smallins, Doc. Well,
will he be all right?
His arm will have to go. The other man, Vogel, be all right. I can save his hand.
We had to use the axe to chop your man loose from the stern seat when we come in.
Al. Okay, kid. Okay, Perry. But I could have got that shot. Only my hand was stuck.
Forget it, kid. You did your best.
Oh. Al,
is it bad?
Needles and knives.
Uh-huh. Well, that's a good sign. You're lucky, fella. Anything I could do?
Oh, gee, Perry. A drink would help a lot.
Yeah, it would at that.
Is there a drink in the house?
Didn't bring anything with me. I should have.
I got a bottle of scotch.
Well, break it out.
It cost you 6 as a 50.
For scotch? You're a dirty pirate. Scotch is $4 a bottle.
6 as a 50. It's a rare after a peel. I bought it offshore off of a boat. It's the last. I saved it for my Rosie. She took a sea.
Okay, here's your...
Oh, your money. Your money's there on the sideboard. Put it there when we changed you to the dry clothes. We no thieves.
Okay, I'll get it for you. Here you are, 650.
Oh, it'll be worth a million to me. Perry, what's the doc say? My hand, is it?
The doc says he's gonna save it for you, Al.
And Smallins, what about...
Don't worry about it now. Just close your eyes and rest.
How on earth did Jeppner come down here to Seaside, Mr. Osgood?
Just a blind hunch, my friend. And don't ask me why we came up here on this Coast Guard lookout tower. It was a hunch, too, I guess. Cold and wet. I got another hunch that a fire and some dry clothes would feel pretty good in a few minutes. Oh, I guess not. Hey, wait. What's that?
Yeah, I hear it, too. Listen.
Hey, there she is. It's a blimp. And she's in trouble. Oh, boy, let me get this camera uncovered here. Cord will dance for joy when he sees this.
He's bucking a 60-mile wind and getting no place.
I got her. I'll just get a shot of those Coast Guardsmen and natives there on the beach waiting to grab a rope. Got him.
Hey, look. Something's happening. Hey. Why? Oh, she's buckling, breaking right in two in the middle. Hey,
quick. Give me those plates. I get it, quick.
Yeah, here you are.
Right, now, get a shot of this. There it is.
Hey, she's falling.
Got a shot of that. No, lady luck, I'm your fair-haired boy. Hey, look out. We've got another good one. Lucky day.
Why, she just seemed to hang there.
Yeah, and I shot her while she blew up. Now, just get another shot of her in the water.
Hey, look at those men. Swimming for their lives.
Yeah.
Come on, let's get down there.
Okay, let's go. You better yell into the office, call an ambulance.
Okay.
Gotta get a few good shots from the shore. Here, we'll take one from right here. Okay, now, just hold them.
Here comes the lifeboat.
Well, come on.
Three dead. Get an ambulance as fast as you can.
On the way, be here in a jiffy.
Hey, here comes somebody across the beach.
Let's see who it is. Why, upon my soul, if it isn't that shyster Crower, the Evening Star dealer. Perennial candidate for Rat of Rats.
Hello there, Ice Kirby. You got anything?
A sack full.
How about a split?
You, my friend, may go soak your head. Taxi! Hey, taxi! I gotta get that airport. Hello? Anybody here?
Yep, I'm here.
You got anything that'll fly?
That open cockpit, two-place jaw barrel fly, but not in this, nor anything else.
How much to go to the Newark airport?
$30, when the weather's good.
How much today?
100.
Okay, let's go.
Let me take a look at these instruments. Well, if the wind drops 10 miles, I'll take a chance.
Hey, look, I've been kicking around outside for an hour. How's she look now? Dropped any?
Yep. Looks like we might make it. Joe, open the doors and roll her out, will you? Here's a pair of goggles and a helmet. They'll help some anyway. Now get in. I'll hand you your gear and you can stow it behind the seat.
Okay.
Hey, what a high ship.
Haven't got another.
150 to go along.
150 to go alone.
I don't like that bird's looks. 100 surprise and she's yours. Sorry. Chartered, no can do. It's going to be a fog. You stand hedgehopping? I know every foot of the road.
You bet I can, and thanks.
Don't mention it.
I hope you make it, pal.
Yes, you do.
terribly serious. Here, have a slice of orange.
That altimeter says 1,800 feet. That means, Jen, my sweet, that we're 1,800 feet over an ocean about which there is nothing funny. So I'm serious.
Well, for the life of me, I can't see a sign of a break in that fog.
That strictly solid motor sounds mighty good to me.
Yeah, the dampness helps carburation. Get that hat off there, will you?
Oh, dear. Wait a minute until I get this orange juice off my fingers. I want to get a spot on my wonderful hat.
We'll take her down a bit and see what we can see.
Well, I'll just check my shutter and plates and whatnot.
I wish we had more wing on this thing. 200 feet. Here, honest guesswork. Hold your hats.
I am.
Hey, there's no bottom to this. Hey!
Well, those were waves, kids. Hey, you got your hat on backwards, Jen.
Oh, I was scared to death.
Oh, boy, me too.
I don't even remember putting it on. Now, let me have a look at that rearview mirror, Riley. Oh. Here we are. I just a touch of rouge and lipstick. And there she is. Good as new. Oh, you beautiful aunt. I'm so glad I bought you.
How far offshore are we?
About 25 miles. I can't tell how strong the drift is.
Let's get back, huh?
That's strictly a deal. I've had her at 2,000 for quite a while now. We ought to be over the shore. Next weather won't be until 8 o'clock.
How much gas?
Plenty.
You really haven't, you know. I can tell.
How much?
Half an hour, maybe.
Chutes?
Two. You and Fred can bail out if you have to. Get her down somehow.
Oh, I couldn't really, you know. I promised Mother I'd never make another. It broke my leg, you know.
Well, it's 8:30. The wind probably shifted due east when it brought the fog.
I'd better get ready to jump, hadn't I?
Powder and lipstick at a time like this. And pipe that hat for a chute jump.
I'm glad I bought it.
Well, I'll just get these cameras stowed. And...
there's some waste there you can wrap around them. Oh. 3,000 when that started. Well, kids, this is it. Bail, Jen, you've got time.
Hush, why your ship?
Roll your windows down. Less glass. Keep your seat belts fastened. But keep your left hand on the catch. When we hit, throw your right arm up in front of your face. We'll find out how lucky we are in a minute. Switch off. 200 feet. Relax, Jen. You won't break so easy. Let yourself go. Hey, trees. I'm going to squash into them. If they're heavy enough, we're okay. You're just...
well, you saved my lenses. And we got out alive.
Oh, nix, Jen. Come on, come on. You're out of it. You're alive. It's all over. Come on, Cookie. Nix on the hysterics. They told me you were different.
I'm not hysterical. I'm not. Oh, dear.
Well, then what is it, sister? You hurt?
No. My hat. My beautiful hat. Oh, my beautiful, beautiful hat.
Oh, my God. Where is it?
I left it. I was afraid I'd spoil it climbing down. I thought it would be safer in the ship. Oh, fellas. I never had a hat like that before.
Well, I'll leave you here, Osgood. These ports don't let private flyers taxing up to their sheds.
My boy, thanks a million. I'll get a taxi before you know it and be on my way.
Well, see you in church.
So long. Who can this be coming here? Limousine and one, two... hey, five guys getting out. Coming over here.
Oh, what a dope I am. I saw Clara making a notation as we left him. Why didn't I phone the paper to have someone meet me here? If I'd had the
hello,
chance...
that's good.
Hello, Crower.
So you got some pretty good stuff.
No, the light was bad. Most of the plates fogged.
Now, listen, Jack, we think we ought to have a split. Why don't you be regular?
I didn't get anything. I tell you, the light was bad.
Now, Jack, we know different.
Quit wasting time. Let me at him. He's smashing the plate.
Give me your blackjack and the teeth, Suez. Not a good plate in the bunch, all busted. Why, I ought to... Bring Suez over to the car, you guys. Oh, as good must have busted his cranium with that camera.
No, our coverage of the Columbia disaster was not what you might call a conspicuous success.
Listen, boss, say something nice to Vogel. He's heartbroken because he didn't get that shot. He thinks he muffed it and you're sore. Honest, they chopped him loose from that boat. He couldn't move.
Well, you're going to just sit there with your eyes closed?
Do you think it'll be all right, Mr. Court? You see, I never spent $18 for a hat before. I know I shouldn't have done it, but I just couldn't resist it. They didn't find anything of it.
Well?
Well, what?
These ridiculous expenses. You okayed them. You...
When I think what those kids went through. Go upstairs, Mr. Dodd, where you belong, and stay there. I have no scruples about hitting an old man. Take these expense accounts with you, Mr. Dodd, and be careful how you handle them. There's blood on them.
You have heard Paul Gallico's story, Expense Account, adapted for Author's Playhouse by Mary Elizabeth Walsh and directed by Mr. Herbert Lateau. Rye Bilsbury was heard as Perry Brown, Eloise Kummer as Jenny Jones, and Charles Irving played the part of photographer Osgood. Others in the cast of Author's Playhouse tonight included Kurt Kupfer, Clock Rider, Claire Baum, Paul Hughes, Maurice Copeland, Sid Brees, and Art Hearn. The music was arranged and played by Mr. Lewis Webb. Next week, same time, same station, Author's Playhouse will bring you James Ronald's dramatic short story, The Long Way Round.